Welcome to People Power and Politics, hard talk, riveting interviews, community updates, in-depth analysis. That's People Power and Politics. We tell it to you as it is. No holds barred. You are the people. You have the power. We bring you the politics. To listen to our show, be a guest, or to advertise, visit www.pppradio.nyc. That's www.pppradio.nyc.
A very warm welcome to everyone. We are joined by a very special guest, Ms. Candice Tolliver, who is the political director for SEIU32BG. Welcome, Ms. Tolliver. Good to have you here with us.
Thank you. I'm so glad to be here today.
Our pleasure. So could you please introduce yourself and tell us about your union, who constitutes your membership?
Sure. My name is Candice Tolliver. I'm the vice president and political director for 32BJ SEIU. We have about 90,000 members in the state of New York. So that's in New York City. We also have some members out on Long Island and up in Westchester, Hudson Valley area. Our members are building service workers. So they're cleaners, commercial office cleaners, they're doormen, they're superintendents, they're security officers, window washers or window cleaners. We run the gambit. If it's a building service job, we have it. So that's who we are. Our members are majority Black and Latino, Caribbean, West Indian, African. We speak over 67 languages at our union. So we run the gambit. And so our members are New York. Our members are very diverse.
I like that. Your members are New York because this is New York.
Absolutely.
Yeah. This year's November elections will usher a new mayor, city controller, borough presidents, and new city council members. It's certainly not business as usual as New York looks to recover from the COVID-19 pandemic. SEIU32BG has endorsed a slate of candidates. What was your endorsement process?
Our endorsement process is actually extremely intricate. We really want to make sure our members talk to the candidates, get an understanding of their vision for New York City, but more importantly, hear from our members on what our vision is for New York City, the things that we care about. We care about good jobs, we care about strong communities, we care about public safety, we care about all those things, and we want to make sure anybody running for office in New York City understands that. And so we, you know, talk to each candidate, we sit down with them, we have them talk to members, and then our members recommend whether or not we want to endorse that person. And that goes through the leadership and the executive body of our organization to finalize those decisions, and then we make endorsements.
Okay, so it's a democratic process.
Very democratic.
Okay, so what are the union's expectations for its members from the mayor, city controller, and other key candidates?
You know, one of the things that we really care about is getting the city back running and getting us back to work, making sure folks are safe as they go to work and they're getting back into the sort of normal flow of things, right? Things have been very hectic and very different since COVID-19 hit us. And so we want to make sure that folks can start to experience New York and experience life the way that we've experienced it before. But it's important that along with that recovery, we have strong communities and we have good jobs. We want to make sure that folks are paid a real wage that allows them to live, take care of their families, have good housing, safe housing. And so we care about strong jobs. We care about good benefits. If we haven't learned anything through this COVID pandemic, we know having good health care and being able to go to the doctor and take care of yourself is so important. And so we want to make sure that folks have good health care, they have retirement benefits. Our members still have pensions, right? They're still able to retire with dignity. And we want that for our members and we want that for other workers across New York. And so those are the things that we fight for.
Excellent. So is the union going to be involved in the city council speaker race? Yes. What's your choice and why?
Oh, we're so involved. We really care about the speaker because the speaker sets the tone for the city council. The speaker really has a lot of power over what bills are heard, what issues are taken up. And so we play heavily in that conversation. It's going to look a lot differently this time because it's not a general election, right? The general public doesn't get to vote on who becomes the next speaker. All of the members vote for who becomes the next speaker. And so we use our influence and we have our members talk to the current members about what it is that's important to them and how they should be using that information to make the decision on who best represents that and then choose that person to be speaker.
Well, I hope we get a woman of color as the speaker this time around.
You do?
Yes.
You know, listen, we have a lot. Not only do we have a lot of candidates of color, you know, we saw 31 women elected in the council this time when the Democratic primary. Hopefully they make it through the general election, but we could be looking at really different numbers of women in the council. I think there's an organization called 21 and 21,
yes.
And their goal was to elect 21 women.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they got 10 more than they asked for, so that's really exciting. But for us, the most important thing is that whoever becomes the next speaker understands essential workers, understands labor, understands that working people are the backbone of the city, and puts their needs first. Because that's who kept the city alive. When you think about the essential workers, we are part of a union strong. And that's other labor unions, including hotel workers, city workers, nurses, communication workers. And all of our workers went to work every single day. And all of our workers are majority Black and brown and immigrant. And we want someone who is thinking about that demographic first and foremost. And so if it's a man, if it's a woman, if it's a person of color, that should be their priority.
Excellent. So what is the American Dream Fund?
Oh,
yes.
So the American Dream Fund is actually a fund that is created at 32BJ in our union that allows members to give money toward to the union to work on politics, right? In order to get involved in these races and ensure that candidates who actually prioritize the needs of working people and prioritize the needs of 32BJ members actually win those elections, we have to engage, right? We have to talk to community members, not just our members, because our members vote, and they are a large voting block. We have 90,000 members, but 90,000 members isn't enough to win a citywide election. And so
That's
we have
true.
To be able to communicate with all types of folks, people who look like us and people who don't look like us, and make sure that they understand what's important in an election. And so the American Dream Fund allows us to do that work.
So we just had ranked choice voting for the first time. What are your views on that? Do you think it was successful, or do we have a long way to go?
I think ranked choice voting did, in a lot of ways, what it was set up to do, but there were a lot of snags, or snafus, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
I think we have a long way to go to educate our communities on what ranked choice voting is and how we can use it for the betterment of our community. When you think about ranked choice voting, and 32BJ actually has a sister union in Minnesota. And in Minnesota, they've had ranked choice voting to elect their mayor and their, you know, council for a long time, for almost 12 years now.
Oh, wow.
When you look at the wards there that are majority minority, so they're majority Black and Latino, a lot of folks only vote for one person, maybe do a second rank, and then they leave. And so we want to make sure our folks are educated enough to know all of the candidates and rank them properly so that they have a better shot of getting the candidate of their choice elected. And so I think the system is a good system. I think we have to do better to make sure that our communities are educated on how to use the system so that the system works for us.
So currently there's a bill in City Council to allow green card holders to vote in municipal elections. Does the union support that?
We are supportive of the idea of having green card holders vote in municipal elections. Here's the problem. There are significant consequences for non-citizens voting in elections, especially federal elections or state elections. There could be criminal consequences. So we want to make sure that whatever system we have is protecting those individuals and not putting them in any sort of trouble or giving them any sort of liability for voting and doing something that we all do and we all are encouraged to do. We want to make sure the system is set up properly so that these immigrants who want to vote are safe to vote. And there's no negative consequences on them. And so we're working with lawyers, we're working with folks at the Brennan Center who've been studying this issue for a long time to really understand how we can make sure we do this right. And once it's done right, then I think we could be fully on board supporting that program.
And actually, this is not a new concept because this happened many, many years ago. It's just not right now the immigrants are different, the more brown and black immigrants.
Mm.
But before, green card holders were able to vote in municipal elections. So at least we know that your union supports it, and moving forward, we can get that done.
That's the hope. The hope is that we can get it done.
Okay. So 2022 is going to have a big race. The governor of New York, I see you smiling. What are your thoughts on that?
You know, the governor's race is going to be really interesting. There are a lot of players this time around. Mm-hmm. We have, you know, our former governor. There's talk about whether or not he's still interested in running again. We have our current governor, Kathy Hochul, who just has been put in place as Governor Cuomo resigned.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of other names and speculations around who's running. We know for sure that Jemani Williams, our current public advocate, has put out a feeler and has started an exploratory committee. So this race is shaping up, especially the Democratic primary, to be very interesting. I think once all the candidates have announced and officially start running, I think we'll know more and we'll have a better take on who can actually win this thing. I think the thing that we forget in New York City is that a governor's race is statewide.
Yes.
So these folks have to also appeal to Long Islanders. Mm-hmm. They have to appeal to folks in Buffalo and Rochester and Syracuse and Albany. This is not just a New York City election. And so whoever becomes the next governor has to have votes from all corners of New York State. And whoever can do that will be our next governor.
Okay, so elections is November the 2nd. Can you just give a message about the elections, the importance of voting, etc.?
Sure. One thing I always say to our members at 32BJ is if we don't vote, we don't get a say.
Mm-hmm.
We have to vote. We have to make our voices heard in order to change the system if we want it to be changed or make it better. And so our voice is our vote. And so we have to get out there and vote. And now it's easier to vote. You can early vote. I actually voted already. I voted on Saturday.
Oh, okay.
And I was, you know, going for a walk, and I walked past Queensboro Hall and realized that I could vote, and I got it done already. And so there's a lot of new ways to make sure you can get to vote, and you don't just have to wait till election day. And if you need to, you can still do absentee voting. And so there's a lot of different options. And so I just employ people to use one and make sure you vote this time.
No excuses, right?
No excuses.
So, Mr. Oliver, we want to thank you so much for sharing your insight, your political insight. We look forward to having you back again, hopefully after the elections, to give us your take on what happened.
Sure. That's one of my favorite things to do. I'd love to come back and talk to you about it.
We'd love to have you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
People Power in Politics. Hard talk, riveting interviews, community updates, in-depth analysis. That's people power in politics. We tell it to you as it is. No holds barred. You are the people. You have the power. We bring you the politics. To listen to our show, be a guest, or to advertise, visit www.pppradio.nyc. That's www.pppradio.nyc.